I'm on, right? I'm live. Well, we welcome everyone again. Praise the Lord. How many of you come expecting tonight to receive? But a couple of things we're going to, I want to share just a little bit, because if you've not been in one of his services, the whole idea, this is a different way that we're, you know, conduct these services a little bit, because it's particularly geared for somebody to receive a healing or a miracle in their body. Okay, so there's different services for different reasons where we need to do different things if we really want to have the best results. And one of the thing we're gonna receive a love offering for Brother Sam at the end. And if you have to leave early, you can make out a check to Abundant Life Family Church, and we'll give him put it all together and give it to him at the end. We want to bless him in a mighty way, amen, and be generous about it. But as I said a moment ago, one of the things that's really important is some things we just need to know. It's the hand of faith that receives, okay? No matter what type of ministry somebody would have, whether it's through like how Brother Sam is used, it's faith that takes to please God. It's impossible to please God without faith. And so you'll see certain manifestations of the Spirit tonight. And which it's all in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And so don't be afraid of that if, you know, you're called up and he calls out a certain condition in your body. Okay? Just yield to that and get in on that wave. Okay? It's not a psychological thing. It's not a manipulation type of thing. It's real, genuine ministry. I know there's a lot of fakes out there, but this is not one. We don't have those type of people that we have minister from our pulpit. So, he's true and genuine. But it's important to know about the hand of faith, because it's faith that receives from God, okay? And so it's important to realize that, to respond. It is God's will that everybody be healed. No matter what you may have heard beforehand, I'm telling you tonight, on the authority of the Word of God, that the word tells us that Jesus took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He doesn't want you to be sick one day of your life. That's God's highest. Okay? So we don't have time, obviously, to go into all of that tonight. But it is the will of the Father God to heal you. And it's a matter of getting in position to receive, okay? And getting into position. This is one way you're going to see tonight. It's not the only way that the Lord heals. There's several different ways that you can receive divine healing into your body, all right? But this is just one way you're going to see here demonstrated tonight, okay? But it's as we open up our heart and we want to pull on the anointing and pull on heaven. Not particularly for our own needs, but believe together that the needs of everyone here tonight will be met, because God doesn't want you in pain and he doesn't want you to leave here tonight sick or diseased. Amen. That's not God's will. I said that's not God's will. Okay? So with that in mind, one last thing. When you receive healing or a miracle, sometimes they're not always instantaneous. And this is what can trip up people, because they think if God's doing something, it's always going to be instantaneous. But there's a plethora of scriptures that tell us through the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ that many of them were gradual. They begin to amend. And that's important. You say, why is that important? Because, again, a lot of people, several people, I should say, in Christendom, they believe if God's doing something, it's going to be instantaneous. But faith begins where the will of God's known for sure. And when you release your faith by saying, I believe that I receive my miracle, I believe that I receive God's healing power into my body, that's the point that we make the connection with faith and begin to have that healing power manifested in our body. Okay? Now, he doesn't lay hands on people. Laying hands on the sick is totally New Testament. All right? Says it in Mark 16, they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But he prays for people. You may feel something, you may not feel anything. But again, it's a faith proposition. and you keep the switch of faith turned on all the way through until you have the fullness of the manifestation. Okay? And that's just very important to believing that you receive and then actually receiving the fullness of it. Because God doesn't want any of these partial healings. I said he doesn't want any partial healings. Well, the Lord healed me halfway. That's not the Lord's will. Jesus said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And there's no sickness in heaven. So anyway, let's stand to our feet. Pastor Don's going to lead in a couple of courses. And then Brother Sam's going to come here and minister. Okay? But open up your hearts.
There it is. Are you ready to receive?
Yes.
Now listen, are you really ready?
Yes.
See, and I share this wherever I go. Jesus told me to say this. He said a person will never receive beyond their expectancy. Now a lot of people say, well, I don't understand. All through the Bible, Jesus would say to people, according to your faith, let it be unto you. All faith means is trust me. You know, a lot of people say, I need faith, I need this, I need that. But all faith means is to trust and rely on God. That's all it means.
Right.
When you understand it, it's easy to have. That's why Jesus said, have the faith of a child. That's the only way you go into heaven. Think about it. But in the Bible, he said, according. So in other words, the same measure of trust you have in me, it's like a doorway. If you open it a crack, that's all you're going to get. But if you open the doorway all the way, then the power of God can flow freely through you. So it's according to your faith, according to your trust. See, many of us never open our hearts. You know, some of us, we receive Jesus, but we have the door open a crack so we can close it. You know what I'm saying. But when you open all the way, and he says, according, the same measure you measure out will be measured back, that's when the miraculous happens. Isn't that good news? See, so many times we hold back. We don't feel worthy. You know, even Peter told Jesus, I'm not worthy. But it's not based on what you've done. It's based on what Jesus Christ has done. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
Now, you can't live like the devil and expect Jesus to bless you. Don't get me wrong. But it's based on what Jesus Christ has done.
Yeah.
See, it's easier to get someone healed of blindness or cancer than it is for a common cold. Think about it. Because when you have cancer or whatever, blindness, it's hopeless. There's nothing man can do. But a cold, you can go to the drugstore, go here, go there, you know. But when there's no hope, it's easy to trust God.
Yes.
It is. It's easy when there's no hope. And Jesus said that without expectancy, you won't receive anything. So have expectancy tonight. Have your hearts open for Jesus to just flood you completely. Whatever your need is, listen what I'm sharing with you. This will change your life. Some of you are looking at me like, yeah, sure, another one of them faith preachers. I'm not a faith preacher. I'm a trust preacher. Trusting God. Are you listening? That's just to trust him in everything that you do. And he said that a person will never receive beyond their expectancy. So if you expect little things, you'll have little things. If you expect big things, you'll have big things.
Yes.
And he's the God that's more than enough.
Yes.
And then Jesus told me that if I would do that and paint a picture in your hearts bigger of Jesus, bigger than the circumstance, bigger than the sickness, bigger than the devil, bigger than the bank, you know, bigger than whatever you're facing.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember, if you're a Christian, the greater one lives inside of you. Are you listening?
Amen.
You see, Christianity is the only religion that God himself lives inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
The other religions, their God is living in someone's fantasy. But it's in your heart. The greater one's in you. And whatever your need is, he knows what your needs are. It's just that we don't let go. Are you listening? We don't let go. That we just hold on to everything. And then you think, well, I don't know if I'm worthy to get healed. I don't know about this. Or, you know, many paralytics we pray for jump out of a wheelchair and they feel like I deserve this. I was drunk or I was driving too fast or I was doing this. Or people with cancer, I smoked too many cigarettes. Forget it! Jesus Christ came to heal sinners. Yes. Are you listening?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Amen.
It's not based on what you've done. Mm-hmm. Now, he would say, sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. Mm-hmm. But he came to not only save sinners, but he came to heal us.
Yes. Amen.
What kind of God would you want to serve that made you sick? I get people say, well, God made me sick to teach me a lesson, or God made me sick to show the world how strong I am. Then why in the world are you in open rebellion paying good, hard-earned money to a doctor to fight God?
Right.
You ever stop to think of it? It's silly. You know, I've had people that were healed, and then they said, I was of the devil. You know that the devil's healing and Jesus is making you sick. No, it isn't. Are you listening? But people say, well, God's allowed this on me to make me strong. No, he hasn't. Because in the Bible, on the cross, he said, by his stripes, you are healed. You were healed. And Jesus doesn't give something and take it back. Are you listening? And we've got to walk in the power of God and the blessings of God.
Yes.
And John 8:32, the scripture said, or says, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Yes.
And tonight I want you to know the truth of God. It'll set you free.
Yes.
See, you don't have to be a prisoner. You don't have to be oppressed or depressed. In fact, it was actually in this state. I was ministering at Salem, Oregon, at the mental health place. How's that? The state institution. And we had a woman that was in there 15 years, never seen daylight. Never seen daylight. And she was the daughter of the person that led Dave Robeson to the Lord. And anyway, I said, you're only in here because you don't know the truth. Jesus has set you free. You can have a brand new beginning. The past is dead. She walked out of there totally healed in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening? Then we've had mental hospital in California that was shut down for lack of patients. I know what I'm talking about. Forget whatever you're facing. Jesus Christ already took it. Why are you trying to take it back? Are you listening? Jesus Christ paid the price so you wouldn't have to. I want to encourage you. We've had women that had total hysterectomies that had babies. How would you like to be the doctor that got paid thousands of dollars to do a hysterectomy and here the patient comes in with a baby? Jesus Christ is the miracle worker. Are you listening? We've had many blind people, people without eyes. The Lord put new eyes and eardrums in. And if he'll do it for them, he'll do it for you. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
Get excited. You know, enthusiasm's contagious.
Yeah.
You need to be jumping up and down because you're set free. Are you listening?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're set free.
Yeah.
Whom the Son has freed is freed indeed. Are you listening? But the reason why many of us don't is because we don't have a relationship with Jesus. How do you know someone if you don't have fellowship with someone, how can you trust them? The more you know someone, the more you trust them. Isn't that true? You don't trust a stranger. You don't even know who I am. You don't trust me. I mean, but the more you hear me talk about Jesus, the more you'll trust me. But if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, and if you're just going to church, well, it's a church, you got to understand something about churches. You're a living stone. Each and every one of you are part of that church. And whatever that church does gives fruit to the kingdom of heaven. And if you're not faithful to that church, then you're not faithful to the plan of God. Are you listening? And when you stay faithful to the plan of God, then the Bible says, he who is faithful in the little things will be faithful in the big things. Are you listening? You are a living stone. You're every person in that church, or this church, it's part of what God's doing. Yeah. See, a church can't exist with one person unless you're one of those TV preachers. I used to minister on TV, and it was, you sit there and you preach, and there was nobody there, and they had the recording, and people go, hey, and clapping and all. It was so fake. I'd say, how are you doing? And I hear the recording, I think, good grief, this is. But what I'm sharing with you is you are part of it. And with the kingdom of heaven, if you're not faithful in the little things, you'll never be faithful in the big things. In anything you do. A lot of people say, well, how come God doesn't bless me? God doesn't have any favorites. Are you listening? Why he blesses some and others? You could see it. You know, there's, you know, I know when I was in business, I'd get up and I'd be out there working at 7, 8 in the morning. I'd come home at night. I worked 15 hours a day because I wanted to retire early. And people said, you're lucky, you're this and you're that. People that worked in what I was doing. And, you know, I said, you know, I'm at working while you're asleep in the morning, and I'm still working while you go to bed at night. I said, you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. Are you listening? And what I'm sharing with you is, it's the same thing in the kingdom of heaven. The more you do with Jesus, and the more you do for Jesus, the greater the blessings. Isn't that good news? It's not works. See, it's the love of God. If you truly love Jesus, you want all the world to know about him. See, you have the cure. You can run to hospital and say, I've got the cure. Jesus heals. He raises the dead. We've had 8 people raised from the dead in this country. We don't count overseas. He does. Wherever you rely on his power. See, there's a dead person. There's nothing you can do. Jesus, flood them now with life. Don't let them go. Give them life. Are you listening? Are you listening? Dead babies in the womb become alive. I know what I'm talking about. And Jesus wants you to be filled with his power. See, the reason why when Jesus said the things that he did, you'll do great. He was talking about the church. But nowadays, you wouldn't know the church from the world. Would you? We're called laborers. So I'm saying be faithful to the work of God, whatever you're doing. If you're not, then you'll find that your life isn't going to work as good. He who's faithful in the little things is faithful in the big things. And it's like the scripture says, take heed what you hear. The same measure you measure out is measured back to you. So when you come to be fed in your church, the same measure you're measuring out is going to come back. And that's where the blessings are. There's so many, you know, Mormons that will hire Christians because when they hire a Christian, all of a sudden they're blessed. It's true. They say because they tithe, they're blessed. The blessings are there. When they hire a non-believer, nothing happens. See, so what I'm sharing is you've got to be faithful in the things of God. And if you want your healing miracle, you've got to open your heart and say, Jesus, here I am. Yeah. Or whatever you need, if it's finances, whatever. You know, the greatest thing is living by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Mm-hmm. Isn't that good news? But how can you live by faith if you don't know the things of God and you're not faithful to the things of God? Are you listening? See, faith is trusting God. You know, when I got married, I couldn't afford my wife. I was just, you know, I'm medically retired from the Marine Corps. I got shot up in the war, and I had just enough to support myself. Mm-hmm. The Lord gave me a wife, and I said, Lord, how can I do it? James 1:17, every good and every perfect gift. Mm-hmm. Comes down from the Father of lights in whom there's no shadow of turning. God doesn't give you a gift that you can't afford.
That's right.
And from the moment I said, thank you, Jesus. And from the moment that I married my wife, then all of a sudden, abundance came. Because the just shall live by faith. Are you listening? If you don't live by faith, God can't bless you. Mm-hmm. Isn't that good news? No, I'm not telling you to go out and buy, you know, a car for $1,000 a month. That's silly. I'm just talking about trusting God. Isn't that good news? Whatever it is. If you need a job, thank you, Jesus. Yes. It's his pleasure to give good gifts to his children. Are you listening? It's his pleasure. We don't let him, though. And the greatest form of faith is to thank Jesus in advance. Yeah. Why don't you put Mark 11:23-24? But the greatest is to thank him in advance.
Yes.
And it's like you with Christmas with the little kids. You're more excited than they are giving them a present, aren't you? But what does the scripture say? It says, verily I say unto you that whoever shall say into this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, they shall not, and not doubt in his heart. See, we read all these things. Yeah, bless God, I'll move mountains. But no doubt in your heart. When you doubt in your heart, you're closing the door. And then what does the scripture say? But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. In other words, it doesn't happen unless you believe. Believing opens the door to Jesus. That's all it does. Doubt closes the door. Believing does. And tonight, just believe God. Thank him. I've had creative miracle. I lost an eye, gave me a new eye. I was burnt, third degree burns from head to toe. You ever see people at a third degree burns? Do I look like one of them? In 8 days, I was healed.
Amen.
I walked out of the burn ward on my own. Are you listening? And I can go on. I was partially paralyzed and I shot up in the war. I was healed. I know what I'm talking about. I can go on and on, just not only myself, but with anyone that'll believe. And that's what Jesus said. Don't doubt. Only believe. Trust me is what he's saying. When Peter was walking on water, Peter was looking at Jesus and he trusted him. And a lot of us do that for a few minutes, but when the storms of life comes, then we're looking at the storms rather than Jesus. And boop, down he went. Jesus said, why did you doubt? The storms of life will always come to steal your blessing, but you don't look at the storm, you look at Jesus. When I had my miracle healings, when I lost my eye, 3 days later I had a brand new eye, but it was about a month later I was cutting with a chainsaw some firewood and my eye got bigger and bigger and bigger and it hung out of my head, size of a lemon. It was ready to blow. It was getting every heartbeat. And I said, devil! Jesus gave me this eye, and if this one explodes, he's going to give me a better eye. One to see into your secret places. And as soon as I said it, went, went right back in. But you know what? The devil always has to pay, or Jesus will restore far greater than what the devil did. From that day on, I see into the other world. Are you listening? Are you listening?
Thank you.
Now, if I wouldn't have said, no, I don't receive this, and I probably would be with one eye right now. And I'm just telling you, it's everything. Everything in life. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He's the beginning and the ending.
Yes.
In other words, why would you look anywhere else? If he's the beginning and the ending, why even waste your time? And he loves you just as much as he loves me. And Father God Almighty loves Jesus just as much as he loves you. I want you to take those thumbs. You could use it for hitchhiking, or you could point it back and say, God Almighty doesn't love anyone more than me. Go ahead, do it. And when you realize that, it's easy to receive from God Almighty. I just want to encourage you. See, many of you, we're not living by faith, trusting God. We're not. God has already paid for your healing in advance 2,000 years ago. He's paid for your joy to be full 2,000 years ago. The only problem is we haven't received it. Isn't that good news? You hear people talk about the latter rain, the former rain, this rain, that rain. All I can say is 2,000 years ago on the day of Pentecost was the rain. And all who believe, even to be born again, he who believes will be saved and he who doesn't will be condemned. He's already paid the price. But to live by faith, you have to also be loyal. You know, one of the gifts of the Spirit, everyone talks about love, joy, peace, but they never talk about faithfulness. If you're faithful to the things of God, faithful to your church or to and your fellowship, the blessings come. But if you're not faithful, if you love the world more than you love God, the blessings leave. But let me share this. The devil can't do anything against your will.
Amen.
I know Flip Wilson said the devil made him do it, but Flip Wilson isn't around anymore. But let me say this. He can't do anything against your will. If he could, this whole world would be possessed. Isn't that true? God Almighty will not do anything against your will. Right. I'm not saying he can't, but he won't. Mm-hmm. For you to receive the things of God, you got to be in agreement with heaven. Mm-hmm. Even though Jesus paid for your healing, unless you open your will for Jesus to do it, he can't do it. Mm-hmm. See, the devil will sit there and subtly speak into your mind and your mind until you believe. You ever have, when there's a big flu, somebody walks up to you, oh, you don't know the symptoms. Let me tell you, and their nose is running like a river and they're coughing on you. Within 5 minutes, you're sick. Isn't that true? Because you received it.
Yeah, that's right.
Physically, it's impossible to be coughing and hacking in 5 minutes, but that's how the devil works. Are you listening?
Right.
Are you listening? Nowadays it says if you take this, you know, if you ate eggs, you'd get heart attack. Now they say eggs are good. And then probably next year they'll say eggs are bad again. And it goes on and on and on. And I don't receive any of that. All I know is Jesus paid for my healing.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage you on that. I don't take any medication. My blood pressure is that of a teenager. You know, it has nothing to do with me, but my faith in what Jesus did.
Amen.
Some people have faith in some medication. Mm. Now, I'm not telling you to stop. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is you got to live by faith. Just trust in Jesus. That's all it is. I just want you to trust him. Trust him tonight what he'll do in your life. You need a good job. You're like one of those Hawaiian dancers in the back of a car. You'll have it. If you'll trust me, says the Lord. Trust me. He already even has a place prepared for you, but you give up so easy. You do. You think, oh, I'd love to have this, but it just, someone's more qualified. You're more than qualified with Jesus Christ living inside of you. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
More than qualified. Matter of fact, people that are too qualified are not very good because they're not willing to learn. Are you listening? But you'll have it. Just thank him in advance.
Amen.
Thank him every day. Thank you for my job, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Whatever it be. Now, I'm not being silly. You know, if you're believing for a Ferrari, you know, the Lord isn't going to give you something that's going to hurt you. If you can't afford the insurance and the gas and all that, then it's going to hurt you. But he will give you the things. Steven's mad at me.
Oh, no.
But he will give you the things that'll bless you. And the more you're blessed than the people around you. You know, when God gives you a wonderful job, what he's done is he's put his presence in that workplace.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why it's so important to be faithful to a local church, because the Bible says where two or three are gathered together, I'm in the midst. You're in unity. It doesn't say by yourself.
Right.
See, the Lord wants us in the unity. The Bible says one can make 1,000 flee, two can make 10,000 flee.
Right.
We're in the end times.
Yeah.
You need all the help you can get.
Yes. Amen.
And Jesus is a present help in time of need. That's what the Bible says. So I want to encourage all of you. Some of you get a little discouraged because you listen to outside sources. But this here is a covenant, and it's sealed by the blood of Jesus, which can never be broken. The Bible says that heaven and earth will perish, but the word of God will never fail. If you'll trust that, think of Peter walking on that water. As long as he was trusting Jesus, he was walking on water. Now, I've walked on water in one town, and I told the people, I said, you know, I walked on water. I didn't tell them it was only an inch deep. You know? Going into the church, it was raining. But what I am saying is, as long as his eyes are on Jesus, he was walking on water. All the natural laws of this earth were violated. When you're in the spirit, see, God is spirit. We worship him in spirit and truth. If your eyes are on Jesus, you're walking in the spirit. The natural laws of the earth can't stop you. And I could tell you, I've seen the natural laws of the earth violated many times when you're in the spirit. I know what I'm talking about. I've had it. In fact, every time I go overseas when they're having a drought, I say, it will rain before I leave. And it'll be torrential floods. I mean, not to where people are hurt, but, you know, like 12 inches of rain. And because God is a spirit. We're a spirit. We worship in spirit and truth. Are you listening?
Yes.
The spirit of God succeeds all the natural laws of this earth. I've driven with my gas tank empty until I made it to a gas station. Then I had to fill it up. God doesn't, you know, told me, you better fill up. No, I'll do it later. So, you know, I told the Lord, I said, the worst thing in the world is to be told by your wife, I told you so. I said, Lord, I'm already being punished. Please, just get me to it. But I'm just sharing. I've done this. I've seen the natural laws of this earth. I've seen people, Lord, do creative miracles in people's bodies. Because he paid the price.
Yes, amen.
Are you listening? I don't want to drag on and I'm going to start praying for people, but I want to encourage you. But if we're not faithful, then none of the promises of God will work in your life. And if you're faithful to your church, when I say church, I'm not talking about a building. I'm talking about to your church family. Are you listening? Then the power of God will flow through your life because you're in unity. And that's important.
Amen.
It's being in that unity. And if you're, you know, if you're going to a place that's not according to the word of God, then you'll have whatever you eat. You know, you are what you eat. If you're eating the things of the world or tradition or doctrines, that's what you'll have. But when you're feeding on the word of God, you'll have Jesus, the full power of Jesus in your life. Most doctrines out there are doctrines of men. You don't have to believe me. Just believe what Jesus' word says. Because when Jesus appears to you, he'll say, what does my word say? Everything's got to be according to the word of God, because God's word can never change. It can never fail. Isn't that good news? And it's good to be around other people who are into the word, because we all have a different vision. You know, if I held an orange up, if I said a piece of fruit, some of you may think of a pear, an apple, a grape. And in my mind, I'm seeing an orange. So it's good to be around people. Iron sharpens iron. Isn't that good news? Be faithful. If you're not faithful, your life will be unfaithful. You are what you eat. That's why Jesus said, eat of me. He's talking about his word. The more you feed on the Word of God, the more you'll be like Jesus. The more you feed on false doctrines or doctrines of men or people's opinions, you'll be just like him. Isn't that good news? You know, some of you have no people, if your spouse or friend is hanging around people they shouldn't. When they come home, they start talking like them, don't they? One of the worst ones, you know. Gosh, that's a hard one. I say, you were over there by the, what's his, but you are what you eat. Please remember that. And if you want that healing in your body, you want the power of the Holy Spirit to live in you. You are what you eat. You want the healing miracles of God in your life. Not just healing, to stay healthy. Are you listening? You are what you eat. Isn't that good news? And the Bible says, by this they'll know you're my disciples, by the love you have for one another. See, the fruit of God is love. In fact, if you go to heaven, that's all there is in heaven is love. There's no sorrow, no anything. It's just pure love. And when Jesus stands before you, it's just pure love. You can't contain it, you'll fall down. You can't. It's just so intense. But that's when people know that you've been around Jesus by the love that's coming out of you. So you get some preacher, God's going to slam them all. Hallelujah. Probably had a little too much to drink the night before. But what I'm sharing is, that's not how the Lord talks. The Lord is always gentle. Are you listening? Even if you're going to go to hell, he'll say, I don't know you. He won't say, you're going to fry, baby. No. It says, I don't know you. Are you listening? Isn't that good news? Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Mm-hmm. But we have to be faithful and be in unity. You have to be in unity. If you can't be, then the Word of God won't be faithful to you. Now I'll say one more thing before I get into praying. And I shared earlier this morning about it, but I'll share it again. You have to create an environment for Jesus to be. If you go to James, the 3rd chapter, it's either the 15th or 16th verse. It's 16th, okay. Next one. For where there's envy, that's jealousy. Are you listening? And we all get jealous. I see somebody won $500 million in the lottery. I go, how come it wasn't me? You know? No, but I'm just sharing. Jealousy, envy, strife, and confusion. Some translations say self-seeking too. Every evil thing will be there. Do you know what every evil thing is? Every evil thing. It could be murder, it could be cancer, it could be leprosy, it could be every evil thing, every evil demon is there. Even in Christians' homes it's that way.
Yes.
Are you listening? But then the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Amen. And Jesus told me, you have to create an environment for him to be. Jesus will never be in an environment of strife, envy, self-seeking. He'll never be there. Are you listening?
Amen.
So you have to create an environment for Jesus to be, and that's through his word and praising him, and he inhabits your praise. You want your healing. Thank you, Jesus! See, when you're thanking him, you're glorifying him and all the angels of heaven. See, in heaven, that's all you do for all of eternity is praising him. Are you listening? And when you praise him and thank him, even if it's for a job, when you're thanking him and praising him, all of heaven is in your midst. Good things happen, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. That's why you should come to a good local church, one that the presence of God is. Not this dead religious garbage. You might as well join the Elks Club. You know, I'm talking about where the presence of God is in your life. Isn't that good news?
Yeah.
So what I'm sharing, though, is create that environment. Every creative miracle I had in my body, I created that environment for Jesus to be.
Yeah.
And I was healed.
Thank you, Lord.
When I needed a financial miracle, I created that environment for Jesus to be. Are you listening? And right now, we're in that environment now, but I'm going to bring the presence of God in even stronger.
Thank you.
And his presence is the fullness of joy. Please listen to me. Don't listen to people with strife in their lives. Christians are the worst of all. You know, everybody loved me until I became a Christian. But it was the Christians that stabbed me in the back. I'm just being honest with you. You can go into a bar to use the bathroom and everybody's pleasant and nice. But you go into get around some Christians like on Sunday at restaurants. My gosh, man. You talk about cutthroats. But that's not Christians.
Yeah.
Because a real Christian has the love of God flowing through them.
Amen.
Please. Please find people of like nature. Stay away from them. You know, I call them chinos, Christian in name only. But get around where the love of God is. The devil wants to separate you. He doesn't want you coming to be around other Christians. This way he can work on you, destroy your marriage, destroy your life, destroy your business, your finances. But you get around other Christians, the presence of God comes. And in his, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
That's right.
See, when the miraculous happens, the presence of God is there.
Mm-hmm.
When bad things happen, the presence of God is not there. So you want his presence. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pray now. Father, I thank you, Father, for what you've showed me. I've done exactly, Heavenly Father, what you've shown me and what you told me. Now confirm your word, Lord Jesus. I thank you. By the authority in the name and blood of Jesus, I thank you, Jesus. Fill this room with your presence, Lord Jesus. Fill this room. Flood this room. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father. Ministering angels, we welcome you. Here they come. Thank you, Jesus. Fill this room with your presence. For those that have never tasted your presence, fill them now. For those that have never felt your love, flood them now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Flood them, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's here. Thank you, Jesus. I see it, Lord. He's here. Fill this room greater with your presence, Lord. Fill it that it'll be a night they'll never forget. A divine connection.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. The Lord right now, if you feel popping in your body, it's bones coming into alignment. There's hips that are in alignment right now, Father.
Mm-hmm.
There's a person with a heart murmur, your lower left side of your heart. The Lord's healing it right now. He doesn't just heal, he gives new hearts, Father. There's another person with, you got a lot of scar tissue in your lung. And it wasn't from smoking. You must have had a real bad pneumonia or inhaled something very bad. It's just one lung. And in the next few seconds, that lung is going to become a new lung. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Father, for brain cells that have died, thank you, Jesus. Fill it more with your healing. There he is. I see it, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That lady in pink there.
A lot of times you feel like people are making fun of you, like you're being mocked. Yeah, it's, they don't listen to people anymore. They're envious. You have a smile on your face and they don't. Okay? You hear what I'm saying? The Lord's going to take care. He's going to bring new people into your lives. It's going to bring life. It's going to be good. Thank you, Jesus. Back there,